previously on the Hooli's Hooli.
Were there any single men like Bill just kind of roaming around, sledding by themselves, smoking heaters?
Just huge tubes.
Going down the hill 50 times over.
Trying to take selfies.
Hey, take a
down.
Selfie of me for my
OKCupid
profile.
Can you take
profile.
A picture of me sledding?
Yeah.
Hey, kid, can you take a picture of me sledding down this hill?
Cherish
by the
it.
Way, you have beautiful hair. Cherish it. Cherish it. Tell your dad to cherish
Tell your dad
it.
That I said that you got nice hair. All right? Yeah. The guy from the hill.
Thanks for the picture. Thanks for taking my selfie.
The guy at the hill that you made to take a picture, tell him that I said you got nice hair. He'll be fine with it.
AM.
Whoa.
WSBC.
Jump right into it.
Get in there.
Uh-huh. Welcome back to another week of fun and shenanigans. You're listening to the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me as always is twin brother Bill.
Hello.
And our greatest person on earth, I think he wants to be called.
That works.
Clay O'Brien, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Hi.
Thank you.
We were talking about sledding last week. We've had a couple of little snow showers in the last week.
I didn't get out on the hill.
Not enough for... Yeah, you didn't get out on the hill?
No.
No.
What do they call it? I get fresh...
powder.
Fresh powder, yeah.
Fresh powder in Chicago, bro.
Hey, bro. Fresh powder in Park Ridge this morning.
No, the way you said it was better. Fresh powder.
Fresh powder, yeah.
You couldn't have said it any more like a dad.
Hey, I'm going to go get the Sun Times. How about that fresh powder?
Hey.
Boss, I'm going to be about 45 late. A lot of fresh powder on the ground.
On my car. I got to bust it off.
Yeah.
Remember the movie Powder?
I do.
It's about a bald guy who had like special lightning
Real
powers or
pale
something.
Pale bald guy.
Yeah.
It was Powder.
Yeah, that was big in the 90s.
He's Powder.
I never saw it.
There was always who played him? Sean Patrick Flannery played Powder, believe
Did
it or
he?
Not. Yeah, he's the same actor who was in Boondock Saints as one of the brothers.
Well, my only recollection of Powder is when Chris Farley was on, I think it was Conan.
Mm-hmm.
And they were asking him, you know, hey, what's going on? You seen any good movies lately? And he was doing a whole bit about how when he first saw the trailer, Powder was this guy that was like getting ripped on by everyone, you know. He was like this little dorky
what
guy.
What is the concept of the film?
And,
I've got to look it up again.
And that, like, when he saw it, he was like, "Yeah, right, Powder." And then he said, he saw the movie, and he said, like, halfway into it, he was like, "Run, Powder, run!" He got emotionally attached to Powder.
For our radio listening audience, we're kicking it back to 1995.
What a great year.
Movie review time. This was when Powder came out. Here it is. It's a fan. Bill, maybe this is the
second.
Bill's got
to
read from the internet.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go, Bill. Read this.
Powder is a 1995 American fantasy drama film written and directed by Victor Selva and starring Sean Patrick Flannery in the titular role with Jeff Goldblum, Mary Steenburgen, Bradford Tatum, and Lance Henriksen in supporting roles. The film is about Jeremy Powder Reed, who has an incredible intellect as well as telepathy and paranormal powers. The film questions the limits of the human mind and body while also displaying society's capacity for cruelty and raises hope that humanity will advance to a state of better understanding. Its filming locations were around suburbs of Houston, San Antonio, and Austin, Texas. The film was a financial success, but critical reviews were mixed.
Yes.
And the film's release dogged with controversy due to Selva's prior conviction for child sex abuse. Whoa.
Wait a second.
That
wait,
just
wait,
took
wait.
A left
Come back
turn.
To me.
Come on.
The guy who directed Powder was a sexual predator?
It's a, yeah.
Apparently.
This is breaking news for Patty.
Yeah.
The telegram. Director of Powder was also a sex abuser. Yeah. Imagine if you had that in your office. Going back to the old days?
You
like
can
with
do...
With tweets? Twitter.
There's a text message sound.
I got to throw out my VHS of Powder now.
Yeah. Burn your powder tapes.
Burn your powder.
Get rid of that powder tape.
Sex, lies, and powder tapes.
I'm running in 2020 on the Burn Your Powder platform.
Right. That's a documentary. Yeah. Next year it's Sundance. Sundance is going on. Sex, lies, and powder tape.
Well, now that we're on this very uncomfortable topic, Billy.
Sure.
I think the gymnast doctor guy got what he deserved today.
Oh, yeah, he did. What a creep. I didn't read much about that. I didn't pay much attention to that.
Dr. Nasser, creep of all creeps.
Yeah.
King of the creeps.
I don't know.
That's what they say when he enters prison. Ladies and gentlemen, the king of the creeps.
That's what I say. The judge, like, let him have it.
He should have.
No, her. It was a female judge.
Yes.
And she had this beautiful speech at the end of the thing.
Yeah.
And she's just like, gave him the sentence and goes, I'd have signed your death warrant. And it was just like chills.
Yeah.
He's done. Done for. That's it.
It's done. He's done.
You're done.
You ever watch, do you like the courtroom dramas? Do you get into watching that stuff?
I mean, you know what? It's funny you mention that because I got real deep into an episode of Judge Judy today. Wow. Yesterday, yeah, like one case, one segment.
That happens.
Man, it was.
It always happens to me at like the barber shop or somewhere like that. If you still go to a barber
shop. This was a dog bite incident.
Hey, what kind of haircut you want? I might have a smoke. Put on a little Judge Judy. Yeah. I'll give you a couple of mints when you're leaving.
It's fantastic. But it was a good case. Good case. Anyway, I do like the courtroom drama. And this being a real life thing that was like such a incredible and terrible thing.
Yeah.
At the same time, it was really crazy to watch it go down.
It makes me squirm a lot of the time. I'm like, I gotta turn it off. I don't, you know.
This is an instance where the justice system worked flawlessly.
Yeah.
So it's good to see.
Yes, it is.
Man.
I mean, that guy was a real creep. A doctor, though, you know, who took advantage. Yeah.
Savage. Dr. Creepy.
Monster.
Been lots of Dr. Creepies in, over centuries and centuries of time, right? Yes.
It's probably going to be more creepy doctors.
His uncle was a real Dr. Creepy, you know what I mean? He went to prison for life.
They should just ask him at medical school, are you a creep?
Are you a creep?
First of all, before you start this course, we need to know, who's a creep? Raise your hands.
Yeah, like anybody would admit to being a creep.
God, we went from powder
to creep.
To creep.
Apparently powder and creep have been
synonymous with
this
each
whole
other,
time.
I guess. Well, you're the guy that directed powder is a creep, that's for sure.
You're just getting news from 1995 right now.
I know. I know. I know.
Anyway.
How far behind are you? Pretty far.
I'll tell you how.
Powder is 22 years old almost?
I don't know. Why are you telling me that he's... Oh, the film. I thought you were talking about the guy Powder.
No, he'd be like 50.
How old is Powder now? He was 17 in 95. That'd make him...
Speaking
of creeps,
40.
There's probably a guy hanging around a McDonald's or a Burger King right now who looks like Powder.
Absolutely.
It was like in his 40s.
Who's saying he is Powder?
Yeah, he's like, have you ever seen the movie Powder?
I'm Powder.
I'm Powder.
Want to buy me a burger?
I have telepathic powers.
We're going back to those kinds of guys. Neighborhood.
I heard Powder had the double Big King, I think it is.
I got a confession to make.
It was pretty darn good.
I had McDonald's the last 2 days in a row.
Did you?
What'd you get?
First time Big Mac.
Yeah.
And a McChicken.
Ooh.
Second day, double quarter pounder and a McChicken.
Ooh.
So Burger King's answer to the double quarter pounder from Mickey D's is this like the double, I don't know if it's the Big King.
The Big Cow.
It's good though.
Big endorsement for Burger King from
one.
Bill.
Sometimes you like your Whopper. You know, everyone's like, I like the Whopper because it's got mayo. But sometimes
I drive right
kill
past.
It with lettuce.
I drive right past Burger King.
You want to know a weird, know, interesting man. Fact about 1995 and Burger King?
Flame broiled.
And Burger King?
I know something you're about to say.
They cross-marketed. There was a powder cup. They had a whole campaign for the film Powder.
No, they didn't.
You could get a big powder.
If you could find a powder.
Flame broiled powder.
It was a white hamburger.
Yeah, it was a white hamburger.
So, Patty, go on eBay right now and see if you can find a powder cup from Burger King.
Honey, go on eBay and see if you can find me a Burger King powder cup.
They may have had one in Asia or something.
These things are hotter than bitcoins.
I heard they had them at Burger King in Tokyo for a little bit.
They're from a Tokyo Burger King. This is Antiques Roadshow,
right.
250 years in the future, right?
Hey, how'd you meet your wife?
The man at looking...
Listen. I don't think that cup will have any value even 250 years from now.
Of course it will if it survives.
A powder-themed Burger King cup?
Yeah, there's a guy who comes out, he's dressed in his suit from Sotheby's. And
he's got
says,
a steel briefcase with
right,
him?
Right, he said the man who directed Powder was...
controversial.
Controversial sex pervert. Those were words they used back then. Today we just call them, you know, Because society will have dwindled where people are just dropping MFs and things like
at
that.
At auction, this cup.
Yeah.
Right. At auction, this
For 22,000 bitcoins, which 250 years from now are worth nothing.
Yeah. I can't. I'm online. I'm looking for powder t-shirts.
Oh. What?
There is a, here's a t-shirt that says powder to the people.
That's different.
Hold on. I think it says buy powder movie and get free shipping at. Hold on a second.
Is this? You're on the right track, Bill. You keep going. All
right. Bill's our internet sleuth.
I can't tell though if that's powder in the picture. It just looks like a guy doing
a piss
pump.
Well, the whole concept of powder is that you're not supposed to see powder very well.
We've spent a lot of time.
Powder's supposed to be transparent.
Listen,
don't you see?
We spent too much time on powder. All right.
Okay.
The only thing I know about powder is that. Can't put it in your oatmeal.
You can't. But powdered sugar you can, and it's hecka good.
That's right.
Right. The show is sponsored by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. They were they're the greatest oatmeal in the world. It gives you superhuman powers and lets you sleep great at night and
makes you strong.
Makes you strong and smart and healthy, wealthy and wise.
I probably gave powder some of his telepathic energy.
Yeah, we don't want to cross reference powder into our precious sponsor, McCann's. Show returns after these messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Have you been worrying about your mom and dad as they get older? Wish they could sell the house and move where life's a whole lot easier? Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. Smith Village offers a full continuum of care. Your folks are entering a unique and special phase of life, shifting from worrying about their to-do list to exploring all the things on their love to-do list. They're expanding their interests, learning new ways to relax, and making new discoveries. And while they're exploring their passions, Mom and Dad will appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our 3-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836. 773-614-6836 or visit the website at smithvillage.org.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal. Particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Tell him your story. Yes. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Before the break, talked a lot about the film Powder, talked about snow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's where it all started, you know?
We were just trying to touch about the weather.
The cold has outweighed the snow, so it's been. I think it's been more cold than the snow has.
This is
we haven't been able to enjoy the snow. Friday.
We got Groundhog Day coming up.
Oh, Bill, you a big Groundhog Day fan?
Well, I like the movie.
me too.
I don't know.
It is one of the great comedies.
Punxsutawney Phil, right?
Yes.
He's not very accurate, though. Did he see his shadow last year?
Expect the worst.
I don't know. We can look that up again.
Expect the worst, Billy.
Chicago. I mean, we'll get snow till April, probably.
Buy a few more Under Armour hats.
Yeah, I will. It'll probably get really, really nice. And then all of a sudden, like the second week of March, we just get buried.
It'll be negative 40.
Yeah. There were a couple days this week where it was like 50, but when it gets
it was 90.
When the change goes from like 10 degrees to like 55, people in Chicago are like, summer's here. You know, like all of a sudden there's guys walking around in shorts.
And there's people sneezing on you.
What's the thing with heavyset guys wearing shorts in the winter?
Lazy
you ever notice ass. That?
Well, they have a lot more insulation. So, I mean, they get hot, you know?
Sure.
Oh. So,
okay.
First thing they grab out of the drawer.
Winter shorts. Don't put my winter shorts away, honey.
No, my pants are dirty.
Pants are dirty.
I'm on the shorts now.
I guess.
We've all been there.
Sure.
Winter shorts.
Where's me winter shorts?
I was going to say the worst thing about the winter for me lately is waiting on that L platform freezing every day.
Yeah. It's rough.
Yesterday, I happened to get on the L, and, you know, you're cold, and I'm on the brown line, and I'm going around the corner like Quincy through the loop, you know?
Sure.
And all of a sudden, we're like pulling out from the stops, and you just hear, ah! Like.
Come on.
Yeah, but it sounded like the train, like somebody had jumped in front of the train or fallen off the, you know, the platform.
So it came from outside the train.
I couldn't tell.
Right, right. Uh-huh.
Right? And everybody, I'm like, I knew everybody on the train heard it.
Sure.
You know?
Okay.
And I looked at their phone. Yeah. I look at everybody and go, did you hear, you guys heard that, right? And like one like kind of like yuppie-ish girl like looked at me and she goes, yeah. Uh-huh. You know, like, oh my gosh, you know, yeah. And I was like, well, what should we do? You know, like, somebody's in trouble, you know? I'm like, that doesn't sound good. I'm like, stop the train or alert. So I stand up and like, I'm looking in the other car to see if everything's all right in there. And people are looking at me like I was an absolute lunatic.
Yeah. Just relax.
No, like, you're crazy. You know, like, they're like, sit down. Everything's fine.
And yeah, they're on top of it.
Who's on top of it? You know?
Somebody.
The CTA.
That's why nothing gets
done. We're on top of it. Yeah, they're on top of it. Literally, the train car's on top of whatever just yelped.
No, somebody else heard it. You just gotta have faith.
Yeah. That's all you could do. The train just kept moving and... You know, seven stops later, I was playing Wildlife on my phone. You know,
could have been a ghost.
You know what, Bill? You're not far off. I was thinking about that.
Could have been.
That's likely.
Maybe it was the guy from Ghost. You know, the guy who's also the science teacher and Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
No, it was the bad guy.
The guy who like moves cans by going like.
In the movie
Ghost. Nobody doesn't ghost.
I had something kinda, like that with Patrick remember. Swayze, yeah.
Well, you're a good citizen.
Thanks.
You meant to do well.
What stop were you at?
I should have said that as we rounded the corner after I said, you know, did everybody hear that? You know, I should have turned everybody and go, anybody ever see Ghost? The whole car would go, oh, yeah, we all saw Ghost. Yeah? With Patrick Swayze, let's have a campfire about the Swayze Ghost movie. Well, what about that human that we just ran over two steps
maybe
back?
It
forget
was
about him.
A
wasn't Whoopi Great in that?
Humanoid.
Ah.
Oh, it could have been a humanoid.
You could know. Have been a humanoid.
I didn't know.
Where were you? Were you
humanoids are supposed, but humanoids are supposed to be like Harold Mothman. Washington? Yes, I was near the Harold Washington Library.
Wasn't that where people said they were seeing some humanoids over there?
Now you're putting things in my head. Yeah, that people did say they saw a couple of humanoids.
That's what it was.
They saw a humanoid perched.
You saw a humanoid attack.
You saw a humanoid get hit by the L.
You were a victim of a humanoid attack.
I got PTSD, boss. I was once a victim of a humanoid attack. Okay. You ever been a victim of a humanoid attack? They happen to, like, civilians every 15,000 years.
Yeah. I can't come in tomorrow.
What do you think the odds are that on the Jimmy had a humanoid
attack? I can't come in. I had a humanoid give me a wet willy. It's been very traumatic.
That would be weird if the humanoid just came up and, like, stared at you and then just, like, touched your face very oddly.
You know what would be also very weird? If the humanoid came up to him and was like, what are you doing tonight? And you were like, what? And he pulled out a DVD of the movie Powder and was like, got time?
He said, you in?
Yeah,
you
win? That's all he said. He goes, got time? Want to watch Powder up at the apartment?
Yeah, he lives
Where's your apartment? It's on top of the Brookfield Zoo somewhere, you know?
It's in a tree.
It's in a tree, yeah. He's got a DVD player
I got
there.
A portable DVD player. It's one of the few possessions I have.
And a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos.
You know, I think if they would have hit a person, they would have stopped the train and investigated.
Yeah.
So I think you're fine. I think you were just paranoid.
I don't know if they
You know what?
Stop.
I find myself being very paranoid these days because of all the carjackings going on.
Yeah, that's going.
Because my job requires me to drive to 6 or 7 residences a day. And
I'm driving all day all over the city.
Given prices,
sure.
So I park a lot, and I do have a lot of downtime because people are late. And so I find myself sitting in my car, staring at my phone.
Yeah.
With my hand on a shotgun.
Yep. Yeah, that's nerve-wracking. There were a few...
It seems to be getting a lot worse, and it's happening in River Forest where we grew up.
It's happening in Elmhurst. It's happening all over.
Did you hear the River Forest thing?
I don't think it's any less prevalent than it's been in a long time. It's just all of a sudden spread into areas that are not used to
So there's a case
having
in
that happen.
In River Forest, this garage was broken into. They took both cars.
Mm-hmm.
Stole them.
Mm-hmm.
They find the cars.
Sure.
Abandoned.
Right.
They recover the cars, give them back to the owners.
Right.
2 weeks later.
Yep.
The same two guys go back and steal the same two cars again.
Are you kidding me?
Because they still have the keys.
Oh.
Wow.
That's absurd.
Hey.
But
that's opportunity.
We won't change the locks or anything.
Nah. Don't lock the garage.
But I wonder what they do with the car. They just go and joyride in it? I mean, like if
they commit crimes with it.
I suppose. They shoot stuff with it.
What happened to a chop shop?
What happened to a chop shop? I'm sure they still exist.
Yeah. There's plenty of... This isn't like Adventures in Babysitting.
Just give me the Playboy.
That's what Bill wants.
It's more like the movie John Q, where like...
Never saw it.
Oh, well, then I won't give it away.
I'm never going to see it.
You don't want to see Keanu Reeves just kicking butt in John Q?
I can't handle Reeves.
Is that the scene in Adventures in Babysitting, which takes place in Chicago, by the way? Do they enter a chop shop in that film?
Dude,
yes,
are you kidding me?
Come on, that's where Vincent D'Onofrio works.
That's where they're walking on the rafters and all that? That's the chop shop.
Yeah, but that's not where Thor is not making the appearance.
No, that's a tow truck place.
That's right, Dawson Towing.
Dawson's Garage.
Yeah.
Vincent D'Onofrio plays Thor.
Yes, he does.
That movie's fantastic. That movie's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Good movie.
It is.
Chris Columbus, little note to you, Adventures in Babysitting? Perfect.
It's like Gone with the Wind.
I would like to see the Oscar nominations have been released.
Yeah. Who cares?
I knew that was going to be coming from Clay's mouth.
It's a joke now.
Did you watch any of it at all, like when they were making the announcements?
I don't know who was nominated. I haven't even seen it.
Fred Astaire.
Yeah, Cary Grant.
I would like to. We should do a man on the street next thing and go out and ask people about the Oscars. We've done this once before.
Sure.
Not on this program, but in the past we've made this experiment.
Yep, I remember doing
it. It's quite fun, actually.
Uh-huh.
Who's nominated? Get Out. Did you see Get Out, Jordan Peele's film?
No, I did not.
No, I kind of want to, though.
You should. It's good.
You saw it?
Yes, I did. I saw it on a plane months ago.
Really?
But it was cool to see the Academy starting, like, that was the big stunner, right? Like, people, you know, in award season right now, you've got all these little smaller indies, you know, being released all at the kind of, like, the same time. Because they were probably all, like, Sundance and other, you know, festivals prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been acquired now, and now they get their distribution rights, and everybody's
everybody puts a big hard press on, you know, the Hollywood Foreign Press during the Golden Globes, and then the Academy makes their decisions. In any event, it was interesting to see a movie like Get Out get recognized by the Academy because it's a horror film, you know, for one, a comedy, you know, it's rather broad, but it has a good social commentary to it. So I was thrilled to see that it was that the Academy started to recognize that genre of film.
Yeah, let's make one.
Is that is that up for Best Picture?
Yeah, Best Picture, Best Actor,
Everything.
Best Actor is the guy is the main character, and I forget his name. He has a very hard to pronounce name. Tiffany Haddish, who was
She's funny.
She's funny, but she was like in charge of getting the announcements for the Oscars this year. And she called him Daniel Hallelujah because like she just couldn't get to his name. Like she like tried it a couple times. She goes Hallelujah, Daniel Hallelujah.
She's funny,
and everybody laughed, but. She was butchering so many people's names and just kind of getting, it was like, is this rehearsed? Are they just, I guess part of the shtick is maybe they're just reading it off a screen as it's happening live.
I think they are.
You know, they're like, it doesn't get presented to them. But they had a live stream of it. And the comments, people were just like ripping her apart. So, yeah. But I thought it was pretty funny. Like, I actually laughed at the Oscars for the first time in a long time.
Is Gary Oldman nominated?
He's up. Yeah, he's up for Best Actor.
Okay.
I believe.
What about James Franco?
Franco got the snub.
He got snubbed.
Yeah, no Oscar not for Franco.
See ya.
Didn't he win at the Golden Globes too?
Yes, he did.
Wow, that's unusual.
Is that movie up for anything? No?
No.
No?
The whole thing.
No nominations at all for The Disaster Artist?
I got to look it up.
David Franco didn't get nominated for any Best Supporting Role?
No.
Wow.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood, boys.
Yeah, so I guess I haven't seen recently. I mean, I've been to the movies, but I guess I haven't seen any of the new up for...
I'd be willing to bet that a lot of the accusations that have come out against James Franco in the last month here have had a lot to deal with the Academy deciding to shy away from... Franco.
I didn't know there were accusations against him. I guess I haven't been paying attention.
You've zoned out?
Yeah.
That's like all the Hollywood news is now. Like, who's next? Who's going to get, you know, what's...
Went down. He went down.
He got pointed out, huh?
Yes, sir.
He hasn't... Yes, he did get pointed out. Mm-hmm. But he hasn't been convicted of anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Anywho.
Yes.
Bill.
Yes.
What'd you do this weekend?
You know, I had a great time last weekend.
Tell me about it.
What did I do?
I know I had a great time.
You don't remember?
No. Every day on Earth is a great time.
Yeah.
So you gotta look at it.
Yeah. Oh, I know what I did. I went to the United Center on Friday night.
There we go.
For the behind-the-scenes kind of tour of the UC.
That's what I was getting at.
Did you
go on the ice?
I did not go on the ice.
Smart.
But the Wirtz family was so gracious to host the event for us. Now our company does an in-company hockey tournament, which is pretty cool. So
yeah.
Good thing you don't play hockey.
No, but, they played before the doors. Well, the doors were open, but they played before everybody else got to go on the ice and skate. And then they had the second round of games was at the MB Financial Center on Saturday. But, I went on Friday night. Outstanding. Free food.
Yep.
Drinks were like $1, which was awesome. Anything you wanted. 25% off all the Blackhawk merchandise at the stores.
Very nice.
Yeah, it was cool. Then you got to walk around and got to go in the press box, check all that stuff out. You could go into the penalty box if you wanted to do that.
Nice. Did you sit in the penalty box?
I did not. I went down to the locker room. The locker room was cool to see. I was amazed at how kind of small the visitors' locker room was.
They do that on purpose.
Really?
I was like, wow. It was like, yeah, it wasn't that great.
Yeah, they make it uncomfortable for you.
The Hawks' locker room was nice, very nice, but also not as big as what you'd think it to be. I guess that, you know, these locker rooms, these professional, like the Cubs' new locker room at Wrigley is ridiculous.
Have you been in that one?
I've only seen like the virtual tours of it, but it's like unbelievable. The same thing with the White Sox. Their locker room is huge.
Yeah, I've seen the Sox. It's pretty amazing.
This wasn't like a huge. I mean, it was nice, but it wasn't. Or maybe we didn't venture.
It's supposed to be that way. You don't want the visitors to be too comfortable in your
exactly.
joint.
Exactly.
No.
Like, here you go.
No, but I'm talking about even like the home locker room's not. I mean, it's nice, but it's not like huge.
Hey, you're not there to sit in the locker room.
No, you're not. You're there to play ball. No,
we couldn't touch
the jerseys because they were hanging in each locker, but you could take pictures and stuff. So it was fun.
Clay, have you ever worked for like a guy who always talks in sports metaphors?
I've been around a lot of sports heads.
Is that what you call him? A sport mm-hmm. head?
You sport head.
Are you a sport head?
Excuse me, sir. Are you a sport head? Why are you talking to me about the Minnesota Twins?
This is the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art. Are you some kind of sport head?
But yes, the answer is yes. I have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need to go for the end zone on this one.
Yeah, well,
stop going for the Hail Mary within that situation realize that you need to buckle down and tackle adversity to get yeah, to where yeah. you need to get to. You want to get on that goal line? Get there. You need someone who kind of talks like that.
Yeah, so there was, I just remember at one of my last places of work, a buddy of mine, one of our managers
yeah.
would have one-on-ones and try to coach you into, like, you know, doing sure. better and talking a little bit about your performance.
Uh-huh.
And
terrible.
It's just part of it. But they would try to use sports metaphors in like kind of the discussions.
Hey,
you know?
Like sports, Pat?
Pat, making 80 calls a day is like pushing, like, it's like you got it's like a big long drive.
I didn't know. Is your boss kind of a...
What sport did they go with?
Does your boss have a Southern drawl?
The one in my brain today does.
Did you work at a Buick dealership in Houston?
Yes.
Now, Pat, selling Buicks is like hitting the old golf ball.
It's one long drive.
He's got to whack at it. You'll get it.
Keep whacking. Keep whacking. 200 whacks a day.
You'll get it, boy.
You'll get it. And you'll get it. You hear what I'm saying? Now finish washing that car over there on lot number
now
nine.
That LeSabre needs to be shined. That's why we ain't selling these dang things.
Or, you know.
Well, that conversation just went completely out the window. I don't even know how we got there.
Was it kind of something like this? Was it like, Pat, you know, do you remember when you were playing basketball as a kid and there was the method, the beef method, the balanced eyes, elbow follow through? Follow through on that call.
What do you do?
Get it to where you want to be.
Do you shoot it right back at him? Like, look, I'm a team player. You know, I like to sit in the pocket and then fire my bullets left and right, guys.
Yeah, you know, so I do. I say, hey, listen, I'm about to make a button hook, man. You know,
I'm going for the long shot.
I'm gonna do a button hook. I'm gonna catch the ball and then I'm gonna run to the end zone. You hear what I'm saying? I'll have the reports on your desk Thursday.
Yeah, I'll tuck my shirt in.
Okay. Right, I'll tuck my shirt in. I'll have the reports on your desk Thursday.
I wouldn't smell like booze.
Go Bears.
Now I got to go to Mr. Beef.
Super Bowl, Super Bear. Oh.
Hey, go Bears, huh?
Yeah, Super Bowl, huh?
And then you see the guy like in the snack room or whatever, and now you're obligated to be like, hey, you see the Cubs game last night, you know, because you're a sports fan, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's why I don't work in an office.
You sport head you?
I want to put the guy in a headlock and go, yeah, I'm doing just fine.
Angry twitch to it. Doing just fine.
Like William Devane.
Right. William Devane and Marathon Man. Doing just fine.
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl's
Brady?
Already over.
Super Brady. Tom Brady.
He already won.
The GOAT. The GOAT. The greatest of all time.
It's over.
According to Mark Wahlberg.
I mean, unbelievable.
I think he is the greatest of all time.
Tom, Patty Hulley, and Hooley's Hooley, quick question for you. Mark Wahlberg says you are the greatest of all time. Do you agree?
Can you confirm that?
Can you confirm what Marky Mark has
go down there and get some press pass? You know, it's in Minnesota. It's not that far. We could try to apply for some press passes to go down there.
I'm not going anywhere
near
that.
Dude, that would be awesome.
Talk to Brady.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an Irish American.
He's an Irish American. We get Tom Brady on the program. We talk about how he is the GOAT, the greatest of all time.
What's your favorite Irish song, Thomas?
What's your favorite Tom Brady story?
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite kind of oatmeal, Tom?
Yeah, McCann's.
That's right.
Right. Tom Brady eats McCann's Irish oatmeal before every game,
no doubt. For every play.
Yeah.
He has a spoonful on the sidelines.
Belichick gives him a spoonful. He goes, get in there, and throw Patty
it's
a
like
button
one of those, it's like one of those gelato. It's like a gelato spoon.
Yeah, it's like a little, like a tiny Baskin Robbins spoon.
Yeah. He goes, get in there, Tommy, and throw the button hook, will you?
He goes, let Patty run that button hook and run to the end zone. He's got to make these, he's got to get these calls done.
Yeah. Yeah, tell your boss to chill out.
No, it's not. That's a fictitious boss.
I know. It was an old boss, a previous boss. I apologize. Mm-hmm.
On the next episode of Previous Bosses.
So what do you think's going to happen with the Super Bowl, everybody?
I think Tom Brady's going to win it.
I think Tom Brady's going to throw 7 touchdowns.
Yeah, probably somewhere along
the way. Bill, you don't sound too enthused. You're not rooting for Tom Brady?
You want to see the
Philly Eagles do it?
You don't want to see the
Eagles. I wouldn't mind seeing Philly take one out. You know?
You wouldn't mind. Fans from Philly are, I apologize, they're not the nicest people.
Okay.
Philly's a lot like Chicago.
Is it?
Yeah. But then, you know, I mean, I got to root for Tom Brady. I'm rooting for Tom Brady. Trump's rooting for Tom Brady for sure.
I love Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. He's pretty much my best friend.
He's pretty much my best friend.
I want to share my sandwiches with him.
How funny would it be if Trump would just, for the next week, just sort of start bothering the media whenever they divert questions
but
to him?
But if you wore
by just talking about Tom Brady, he's like, you know, I'm really excited at Tom Brady. How do you feel about the government shutdown? Disappointing, but you know, Tom Brady, real proud of him. Very happy for Mr. Brady. Greatest of all time. He's an American. Good one.
He should wear a Brady jersey all week.
Trump should wear a Brady. Yeah, he should walk
like
around in a Brady
tight.
A skin tight Brady jersey.
Look at my chest.
Tootin'. Hey, Putin, look at my Brady jersey.
Look at my chest, Putin.
Look how big my pecs, 6'4", 285, or whatever.
You
how
might
big
be
did
able
Trump
to...
say he was? What was
6'7", 290.
6'7", 290.
He's Trump. Not 6'7".
No, he's 6'1", 239.
Right. I thought it was, is it 6'2", 239? No.
Oh, come now on. You're going to give him an inch, Billy?
Who knows
you're
if it's real or
inch,
not?
You're going to give him an inch, Billy?
Right.
Who fake are they news. Comparing him to?
That's fake news. I'm 7'2".
7'2", 600
I'm
pounds.
Almost as tall as Yao Ming.
I'm 7'7".
Whom, by the way, I purchased recently. A lot of people don't know that. I bought Yao Ming.
He's chopping onions in my house.
He's 6'3", 236.
He's teaching Barron how to do fruit throws.
Trump is 6'3", 236. He's a big guy.
How big is he?
Not 6'3".
Yeah, right here. 6'3", 236.
That's a lie. He was wearing his shoes.
I don't know, man. Put some spikes on him, and he could probably, you know. I mean, how big is Brady? Now we got to look up how big. Trump is 6'3", 236. Tom Brady. I don't know. This is ridiculous, but I don't know why there's a correlation here.
There's not.
Tom Brady's 6'4". Let's see what he weighs. Boy.
That'd be a good cage match.
What's that?
Trump Brady.
Trump Brady? Trump Brady
drunk,
cage match.
Drunk Trump and drunk Brady
fighting each other.
All yeah, right.
Brady is sick. Brady is 6'4".
That'd be the most bizarre.
Brady is 6'4".
They got to be a tag team.
225.
Why?
Trump is 6'3", 236.
That's a pretty good matchup, my friends.
Yeah.
Little known secret, I told Tom how to throw a spiral. That was like that would be a Trumpism that Trump would say just to elicit it, and then people would say, "Huh," and people would misinterpret it. But he would just be being a wise guy, you know?
Yeah, like I was joking.
That's what he says after 8 years. I was joking. Nobody can take a joke.
He will say that.
Yeah, he would. People are like, we hated your president. Either he revels in the presidency or it's a complete failure. And then he reinvents himself years later as a media personality again. He goes, hey, I was joking, you know. But he might be too old at that point.
We'll be doing Cheez-It commercials.
Presidential.
I was joking. Have a Cheez-It.
Cheez-Its are good.
Cheez-Its are fantastic, man.
They got just the right amount of salt.
You ever had the white cheddar Cheez-It?
No.
No, I haven't.
Interesting.
Do they
thing.
Have Tabasco Cheez-Its?
I think they do, yes.
Have you gotten into those? No.
I can get into those. Yeah, you can get those at a really, you know, you can usually get those at a gas station in a
they
rough
can be
neighborhood.
A small bag.
Yeah, small bag. Yeah, you can usually get those in a rough neighborhood.
Some 50 cent cake.
Some 50 cent cake and some Tabasco Cheez-Its. Yeah, delicious.
I'm going to Sitco tonight.
Do it. We should probably take a commercial break. We'll have more Cheez-It talk after this.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the south side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today, we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won million-dollar verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Do it. It's the greatest oatmeal on earth ever.
It's what Tom Brady has before every game.
Yeah. That's right. But well, there's 2 weeks to the Super Bowl, so, I mean.
Those were some amazing playoff games, though, man.
They were fun to watch.
Yeah.
The NFC Championship was a snooze, though. That was kind of a. I wanted the Vikings to win that. It's kind of a bummer to see him get blasted out like that. Mm-hmm. Who would have thought that backup quarterback Feely is so? That's who it is, Feely, who? Right? Feely, or not Feely. Who's the quarterback?
Foles,
Nick Foles.
Foles, yeah. Wow, killing it. He's like Jeff Hostetler the year that the Giants won it.
Yeah,
you know.
Hey, opportunity knocks.
Starter for Philly would have won the NFC MVP this year, I think, if he had stayed healthy.
What's his name?
Carson Wentz.
That's right. Okay.
Carson Wentz.
Did you guys do any
Super Bowls? Carson Wentz. There's always a British guy in the audience here. He likes Carson Wentz. Hi, British guy. You like Carson Wentz?
Are you guys going to do Super Bowl pools? A lot of people doing pools this time of year.
We got to go away. We're talking British stuff here for a moment, and that reminded me of something early on before we rolled tape tonight.
Yeah.
Prince William.
Yes.
Beloved Prince William.
Not on the Irish program, he's not.
No.
But anyway, Prince William shaved his dome off.
Prince Willie, we call him.
Prince Willie shaved his dome.
He took it down.
He didn't really go too crazy.
No, he does
what I do.
He went. Let me see you right now, Bill. You got to take that Mickey Rourke looking skull cap off. Yeah.
No, he went shorter than that.
He's probably a little bit. This is 2 weeks in. I was probably about just as short as
he didn't
was.
He didn't go powder.
No, he didn't go powder.
He didn't go powder. But I'm with you, Bill. He didn't he didn't shave the patch in front.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, so that's
he's patchless. He
took it down, dude.
Hey. I'm going with patchless. That's what the British fashion consultant said.
Prince Willie,
you need to go patchless.
We need you to go patchless this year.
Bald is the new sexy. You need to go patchless.
Statham's patchless. Who else is patchless?
Statham is patchless.
Elton John's agent is patchless now.
Yes.
Who else is patchless?
Mm-hmm. There's lots of patchless.
Gianni Versace was patchless.
Patrick Stewart is patchless.
Okay.
Anywho.
You can't be, but you have to be balding and be able to shave the little patch in front.
That's the
only way you can go patchless.
He doesn't really have a patch. I'm looking at him right now. I don't know what scale he would fall under.
On the Norwood?
On the Norwood scale. But
is there a scale?
There is a Norwood scale of balding, yeah.
What is it? What's the levels?
Oh, jeez.
What's the levels of the balding scale, Bill?
Right. Mommy, where am I on the Norwood scale? I'm supposed to be a prince, don't it?
Am I a four?
Am I a four?
Don't tell me I'm a four.
They're telling me to go patchless downstairs.
I'm looking
what
at
the hell is going on?
Make me some tea.
Somebody, please. Pull my Jaguar around.
Yeah, there's
pull my Jaguar around. I'm going to see Sir Mick Jagger for tea and crumpets.
I would say that Prince William's probably at like a six on the Norwood.
Don't tell him that.
Yeah, the Norwood scale starts you out from 1 to 7. Full head, 2 being slightly full head, 3 being starting to recede, 4 meaning recede, 3, then the vertex on the 3. I'm
don't
sorry.
Get started with the vertex.
Bella's hairs, the vertex. We've learned a lot about hair on this
Is
program.
Is there algorithms involved?
No. Right. Prince William's at he's at like the 6. 7.
He's a Norwood 6.
Yeah.
He's a hot Norwood 6.
Listen, Prince William, congrats on becoming a Norwood 6.
Yeah.
Much love, Donald.
See you at the UN.
Finally, you look tough.
Don't talk to me about any government shutdowns. Did you guys see Prince Willie? He's a Norwood 6.
He looks like a badass.
Yeah.
He looks like one of my bellhops at the Trump Plaza.
He's beautiful. Yeah, good for him. Congratulations.
That's the world we live in, you know?
Yeah, I would, you know, I don't know how people used to tell me that I looked like Prince William. Sometimes.
No, they did not.
They did.
Who did?
Girls.
No.
Yeah.
Never.
He was a big heartthrob at one point, you know? He was all over those.
I don't care.
The teen manga.
Yeah.
Bop. You don't look like him, though. That's like someone telling me I look like Carrot Top.
Okay, Prince William's a little bit better looking than Carrot Top.
Much better.
Carrot.
No, he's not.
We've talked
what are
about,
we talking
did,
about.
Was it last episode that we spoke about Carrot Top?
Yeah, man. He's done for.
He's eking into the ethos of this program over and
no,
over.
No, he's
again.
Not. He's not allowed. He is not allowed in this chamber.
Everyone British becomes Game of Thronesy.
No, I'm doing like Christmas Carol guy.
Oh.
Because I used to sit front row for that.
Carrot Top is not allowed in the chamber.
In the chamber of laughs. That's what we call the studio.
Carrot Top, you're not allowed in the chamber of laughs.
You slim down. Get off them steroids.
Only Prince William is allowed.
You got to be pure, 100% pure to be in the chamber.
And patchless.
And patchless. Preferably.
I'll tell you what, if Carrot Top...
Spare preferably, quickly, and maybe you can enter the chamber.
If Carrot...
It's your choice, really.
If Carrot Top shaved his head, he'd look pretty scary.
I don't want to see Carrot Top's face ever again. I'm sorry, I don't.
He's supposed to be a great t-shirt. He's like I don't want to see Carrot Top's face ever again.
He's morphing into like a pigeon. His face, is like, he's getting like a beak.
A humanoid,
you're growing
per se.
A beak, Carrot Top, you silly wanker.
Carrot Top, you humanoid, silly wanker looking dude. You can't come into the chamber. Only patchless men can be in here.
Yeah.
Of laughter.
The Chamber of Laughs would be a great comedy club.
It would be.
Chamber.
In Yorkshire.
And they ring chains before every comedian comes on stage. Welcome to the stage! You know?
There's always an evil looking English guy. Every time I watch.
As a host? As a comedy host?
Yeah. He's hilarious.
He's a hilarious, angry looking Brit.
So I watch a lot of that soccer, you know, that English soccer?
Mm-hmm.
Because my kid likes it. My baby, the baby likes the green of the field. So she stares at the TV and is quiet for an hour.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, but they show some of the fans, and I always picture like those are the same, like. English people have looked the same for thousands of years. So those people...
So have America. Well, actually, that's not true. That's not true.
So I picture the...
Americans have looked the same for thousands of years.
I picture the fans...
That's not true. Well, for as long as I've been here.
Their faces look like, you know, bad guys from, like, Braveheart. You know, they're like, yeah, they're angry. Oh, and
they're
like
into
screaming.
The soccer game, yeah.
But they look like, you know, they have that evil look in their eye. Like, jeez.
You've got that evil look.
I don't know. I don't know where you're just. I don't know where it came from. We're just saying that white people look evil at this point.
Hey, some do, some don't.
Maybe it led. Well, we can get all. You know, we were talking about powder.
Yeah, it all comes back to Bill's hair.
I guess.
And mine.
Yeah. Billy's hair.
I haven't put any product in my hair for a full week.
You guys wear hats your whole life.
No, I don't wear hats at work. I don't wear a hat at work.
Should wear a hat at work. Big cowboy hat.
Right. Don't worry, I'll be running a button hook and going for the end zone, and then I'll take my hat off, okay?
I'm wearing a football jersey and this 10-gallon.
So I went to I went to Patty's daughter's basketball
game.
Where's
my Troy Aikman
Where's
jersey?
My phone?
I went to Patty's daughter's basketball game on
Who
Saturday.
Won?
They did.
What was the line?
I don't know.
6.5?
I was there, too.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It kind of took me back to... Now I find myself watching it, and I'm like, come on, box it. You know, my dad hasn't changed. Box out. Rebound. You know, real loud.
Yeah.
You know what this sounds like?
What?
Billy's thinking of making a comeback.
Ah, man, it made me just, like, want to get out there and all of a sudden start being like, run the 1-3-1.
You should
do
coach.
Do a 2-3. You should zone.
You should coach. Shave your head, coach, and scream. And smoke.
Yeah.
I mean, gosh knows I have all the...
Scream and smoke.
I have all the attire for it.
You do, Bill.
Yeah,
coach
do.
Billy.
Oh, my God. You're all set.
Right.
All you need is a whistle and a contract.
I would like a contract. That would be great.
Contract with a middle school somewhere.
Can you?
I call the athletic director at one of the schools and I'm like, "Hey, how you doing? I'd like to coach." The guy's like, "Great. When do you want to sign up?" I'm like, "We'll just send over the contract, will you?"
No. Hey, my name's Bill Houlihan. I got all the coach's gear. I'm all set. All I need is somewhere to coach.
I need a bag of balls and an ashtray at six corners of the court. Comprende? Can you imagine if they still allowed you to smoke as a coach? Like,
I don't think they ever did they?
At some point, I'm sure they did. Yeah.
Not for children. Maybe like the 20s.
Our coach, Turtle Brennan, he would smoke.
He was not allowed.
He would smoke. He was technically, but he would just break the rule and smoke on the floor.
If anyone told him to stop, he would probably get violent.
It was kind
He'd
of amusing
like throw
to
a folding chair at your head, like, I'm not stopping. Yeah. I will smoke wherever I want to. Like, dude, take it easy.
Those guys don't get coaching jobs anymore for 8th grade basketball.
Angry old white men?
That smoke cigarettes?
That smoke, chain smoke in the gym?
That are bachelors?
Yeah. That sell cigarettes for a living?
Or liquor?
God, Turtle was the
something
greatest.
Like, kind of like what I'd be interested
in. Well, that would be like you being hammered the whole time teaching kids, and then your car stacked with like whiskey bottles. Like, what is this guy all about?
Buttermaker from Bad News Bears, essentially. You know,
ooh. They did go to the championship, as I recall.
Yeah, they play in the Houston. Yeah, they did both times. And then they go to the Houston Astrodome. Right?
Yeah.
Is that how you say it? Astrodome. I just called it the Houston Astrodome. They play down in that Houston Astrodome.
Astrodome.
Yeah. Astrodome.
Yeah, it's filled with asters.
It's built on asters.
What's on the docket this weekend, guys?
What's on the docket?
Yeah, what's going on?
I don't know yet. I got 10-gallon hats and Aikman jerseys and
I got
all
Judge
kinds of...
Judy to watch.
Yeah, you going to go back watch some Judge Judy this
might
weekend?
Might get a case in.
Honey, I got to get a case of Judge Judy in before we talk about the budget.
That's only like 5, 10 minutes of the show. And they split them up.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got kid stuff. You know?
I got basketball again. I got basketball every Saturday now for a little while.
Okay.
Takes up. It's a nice little thing to do on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I got to work out and work off this McDonald's I ate the last 2 days.
Are you back in the working out regime, Bill? You have been.
I've had a hellish start to 2018. I won't get into it too much detail.
I was talking about. Yeah.
I mean, the following things have happened. All three of my kids were sick. My car crapped out on me.
Mm-hmm.
A big deal. And then my wife now has like a virus deal going on.
Oh.
So.
Swell.
It's been.
I hope she feels better.
One thing after another. Come on.
Yeah. Well.
It's winter.
Yeah. And all we got are the Bulls and Hawks right now. Hawks are looking.
Hawks are dismantling.
We got nobody.
The Bulls, though, are. I'm starting to. Even though this team is not winning all, you know, they're not. I'm liking
stop,
what I'm watching.
Just stop.
This Markkanen is a heck of a player.
You're getting sucked in, Billy.
I'm telling you, he's like.
I
used to be like, oh, you know what? He kind of reminds me of a young Dirk Nowitzki. Now he reminds me of Durant.
Really?
I mean, this guy's kid hit fadeaway threes. I mean, he does it all, and he's faster than Dirk.
Where was he 6 months ago?
I'm telling you guys, watch a Bulls game and watch this kid play. He is good.
What about?
He gave DeMarcus Cousins a run for his money two nights ago when they played New Orleans. And that went to 3 overtimes, I think, the second overtime, and the Bulls ended up losing that ball game. But
yeah.
Marcus Cousins became the first player since Wilt Chamberlain
to
go 40-20 in 10. He had 40 points, over 20 rebounds, and 10 assists against the Bulls. And this kid Markkanen played an incredible game himself.
Yeah.
And it's thinking, well, this kid's a rookie.
This kid's going to be good.
He's going to be special.
How many years out before they win a championship, Bill?
I don't know. I like this. It's hard to say in the NBA because it's been so dominated by super, these super teams.
Yeah.
The Bulls have so many young players that I love this Chris Dunn.
You love him?
Yep. I think it's Zach LaVine? I think that's him.
Yeah, he's good.
And Bobby Portis looks decent. I mean, Nico.
Anyone named Eric?
Nico will probably get traded at the break, I think.
Right.
They'll probably trade him.
How about Jim Thome getting in the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Pretty awesome. Yeah.
It's real awesome.
Well deserved. Well
he works, he's the he's assistant to the general manager, Han. He works with Han directly.
Okay.
In the front office at the White Sox right now. But there's been speculation that he could get a managerial nod.
Yes.
As he's looking to get into that game.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy is by far one of the classiest baseball players in the last, of that era, I would say.
Yeah.
It was cool, though. They released
it. Well-deserving. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah. It was awesome. They showed a live. We were watching it before the program tonight.
Right.
The tape of him getting the call from the hall.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've kind of done that shtick before for a lot of other players, but it was kind of. I got a little choked up watching it.
Absolutely.
It was real nice.
Yeah.
Nice, nice little baseball moment.
On a sad note, I want to send my condolences to the entire McGarry family on the South Side. Martin McGarry, famous boxing coach and legend in the Irish American community here in Chicago, passed away after a long bout with an illness.
Right.
And he helped me when I was at Mount Carmel boxing. Always had a helping hand to anybody in the community.
He mentored a lot of young men.
Yeah, so God bless him, and my thoughts and prayers go out to all the McGarrys during this difficult time.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, we're winding down here. If you've enjoyed the last hour of this program, you can find archived episodes of The Hooli's Hooli at freecrack.com, C-R-A-I-C, or you can go to iTunes and search for Free Crack there. You have to search for Free Crack, and then the Hooli's Hooli comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's C-R-A-I-C.
Right.
This show is sponsored by Hibernian Transmedia. Stick around for the program following this one. That's The Crack with Gino Cooney and Mike Houlihan. They air that show live at the Irish American Heritage Center every Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then stick around for the traditional Irish music sessions that follow. Show starts at 6. Sessions start afterwards.
Yeah.
At 7.
Yeah.
That's it, man.
What's popping this weekend? I asked once more, and you guys said nothing. There's got to be something, right?
There's nothing. You're old.
Yeah, girls' basketball for me.
I got 2 birthday parties to attend.
Whoa! Yeah.
Older people, younger people.
We're going to attend a 40th birthday party.
You should go. You have to go patchless.
Your sledding buddies?
Some of the sledding buddies. And then I had another, one of my buddies is turning, I think he's turning 48.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're getting old, man. Middle-aged.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm not middle-aged yet.
Yeah.
No.
Should be a few laughs, though. Birthday parties. Yeah. That's what people get.
The most bizarre thing you've
done.
It's
February. It's cold. And you're like, I got nothing to do. Oh, a birthday party? All right. You know, that always made a kid happy. And then
cake, toys.
Sure. Video games, whatever.
You name it.
Yeah.
What do you want for your birthday? Presents? I do. My birthday's coming up on the Ides of March. I'll take any present anybody gives me.
Same here.
It's a present to have all of you listening. See you next week.